Page 35. Letter from Margaret Paston.
Richt worshipful husband, I recommend me to you, and pray you to wit that on free day last passed before noon, the parson of Uxonade, being at mass in our parish church, even at levation of the sacring, James Glois had been in the toon, and come homeward be Wyndham's gat. And Wyndham stowed in his gat, and John Norwood, his man, stowed be him. And Thomas Howes, his other man, stowed in the strait be the cannel seed. And James Glois come with his hat on his head, between both his men, as he was wont of custom to do. And when Glois was against Wyndham, he sighed thus, "Cover thee head." And Glois sighed again, "So he shall for thee." And when Glois was for the passage, be the sparse of three or four strader, Wyndham drew at his dagger and said, "Shot the so knave." And therewith Glois turned him and drew out his dagger and defended him, flaying into my mudras place. And Wyndham and his man Howis kissed stonis and drave Glois into my mudras place. And Howis followed into my mudras place and kissed a stone as much as a farthing loaf into the hall after Glois, and then run out of the place again. And Glois followed out and stowed without the gat, and then Wyndham called Glois thief, and sighed he should deer. And Glois sighed he leered, and called him Charl, and bade him come himself, or else the best man he had, and Glois would answer him own for own. And then Howis ran into Wyndham's place and fetched a spear and a sword and took his maister his sword. And with the noise of this assault and affray, me mother and he come out of the church from the sacring, and he bade Glois go into me mother's place again, and so he did. And then Wyndham called me mother and me strong whores, and sighed the Pastons and all her kin were, sighed he leered, knave and charl as he was, and he had much large language, as ye shall know hereafter be muth.